Right, we've got a Panthers pre-game podcast, and I would fancy saying it's the biggest of the season so far. It's not big, it's not huge, it's enormous this weekend. Two games against the Belfast Giants, Saturday at 7, Sunday at 4. The Giants currently have a 6-point lead on the Panthers, so Panthers really have a bit of ground to make up. But this is the weekend that can be done. I am going to start. Well, we've got Jonny Bullard, Chris Gadsby, Ken Feast, and Dan Green. Hello, gents.
Hello,
Evening.
everyone.
Who's going to get us most excited? Feast, Kenneth Feast. We normally look back first, and I'm sure we will, but we can't not look forward. How excited are you for this weekend? And it's a cliche, but I mean, try and put into words how big it is.
I don't. I don't. Just you fair. You got me there. It's massive. It's huge. It's enormous. You said
Yeah.
it. And all those cliches. I think it's so interesting that we kind of come to this point. We've had some ups and downs. Obviously, massive high of the Continental Cup, but then the swing on this weekend is just it feels like the run into sort of like the Christmas period, doesn't it? Like the enormity of that period and going into that, I think, yeah, Belfast Giants in Nottingham. Yeah, I'm super excited. I think it's just like, yeah, I think it's going to be awesome. I think
It
it's
really, yeah.
I'm just buzzing for the atmosphere of it, the fact that it's yeah, just a huge, huge game, and yeah, hopefully we see we've got Foss is back. He's shaking the cobwebs off last weekend, and yeah, it's going to be great. I think yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait for it.
One man who's going to get to commentate on it, the lucky fella, is Jono Bullard. Jono, do you think it suits the Panthers? If you look at Panthers' recent performances, some of the better ones have come against the teams near the top of the table. Cardiff, I mean, we talked about that. They were exemplary in Cardiff. And then obviously, teams nearer the bottom. And this is not, before anyone jumped on it, this is not a slight on any team because, I mean, Coventry are in amazing form right now. I mean, they could have done us a favour against the Giants, but they didn't. We're going to move on to that it soon because Chris Gadsby is solely to blame for that defeat. We'll
Yeah.
come on to it very shortly because we'll look back. It's nothing to do with Coventry blowing a 4-goal lead. It's all down to Chris Gadsby, but we'll tell you why shortly. But Jono, do you think, we've seen Panthers in the big games against Cardiff, against Sheffield, maybe not against Belfast in Belfast, but as a whole, they've saved, in the Continental Cup final, they've saved some of their best performances for the big games. Does this suit Panthers right now?
I think it does. I think this will suit Panthers. It looks like, well, I'm pretty sure we'll be going into that game with a full roster, 20 players. I think it's going to be an epic weekend of hockey, against two of probably the best teams in the league. And I genuinely, I'm like Ken, I can't wait. I think it's going to be fantastic. And I think Belfast, they're a great side. They're on a great run. I was looking at their last 20 games as part of my commentary prep. They're 0.900 in their last 20 games in the Elite League. So
That's insane.
they've really dragged themselves up and got in front and put a gap in front. So we have to go in, and I think we have to win both of those games. I think because it will. Like Ken says, the swing, if we win both games in regulation, we're 2 points behind them, and that would be massive. So a lot riding on this weekend. It's going to be two sold out barns. I'm sure the atmosphere is going to be absolutely magnificent. That atmosphere, and I make a plea to everyone going, remember the Katowice game. If you can get that atmosphere going for this weekend for both games, I'm sure it will be reciprocated on the ice. As you can tell, we're what, 72 hours away, and I can't wait already.
Yeah, I was chatting, I was WhatsApping someone tonight about football and ice hockey, and I mean, I said I'm more excited already about the Panthers game this weekend than I was about the Forest game, and we'll gloss over the Forest game already. But
Yeah.
yeah, even this evening, I was more excited about Panthers than about Forest. I was about to say we're going to speak to a lampshade because that's all I could see of Dan Green, but he's blessed us with his beautiful looks. Greener, we're excited. We're allowed to get excited. Do the player, on weeks like this, because it is a defining weekend. I mean, I'm sure Danny Stewart would probably, I mean, he would half play it down. I mean, he basically, I don't think he'd come out and go, it's season defining. And I've used those words before, and he's batted that away. But he spoke to Jono Bullard, and he was very aware, the interview that went out today, about how important it is. He said it was going to be a dogfight, didn't he, from now until the end of the season. But Greener, can the dressing room feel these type of enormity for these games?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, however Danny spins it or we spin it or whatever, I think the players know this is like a make or break weekend. It's, as Jono said, we're the best two teams in the league. And, I believe we'll finish 1 and 2 in the league. And as you say, at the moment, they're 6 points ahead. So it's a massive swing. And yeah, the players, as much as they will play it down and they won't get too carried away, we can't win it or lose it this weekend. They know how big it is. They know, obviously how good Belfast are, but the fact that both games are at home, I wouldn't say it puts pressure on us, but I think because both are at home, the fans expect, to take more points than them, to come out of this weekend, with a better record than them. And yeah, I think obviously, if Belfast come in and have a an outstanding weekend, it really puts them in the distance. So yeah, I think the players will be really excited, and they know it's a really, really big weekend.
Chris, do you think again, real big cliche, but it's quite an obvious one. Do you think the start is crucial? How the first goal, do you think anything would be defining like that? That, who wins the first game? How much would Belfast winning the first game deflate the Panthers? What's your view on how the weekend might go and what's important? Oh, we can't hear you, Chris. This is
He's
interesting.
not watching the figure skating, is he?
Well, he was.
This is a disaster.
This, yeah, he's,
Oh,
we
here we
can't
go.
hear him. Oh my God.
Hey,
You
there we go.
there?
So yeah. When I forgot when I mute this microphone, you sometimes have to press a button on the back to make it unmute itself, even after you've turned it off on the thing.
Well, you better make this answer good now. We've had to wait for it.
From my point of view, I think Panthers have to get 4 points from the weekend. I
So
think they
just to
do.
clarify, 4 points and Belfast none, or but could would you let Bel it's Belfast
Is this
one,
six
okay?
points up for grabs, isn't there?
I mean, I
Yeah.
did. I mean, obviously, ideally, Belfast none. But you've got to end the weekend closer to Belfast than you are. I mean, I obviously can see it from a slightly outside point of view, and I can put a mathematical head on. So I'll kind of somewhat open the floor here. How many points do you reckon if Panthers were to win the league, they're going to need
Well, it's funny you should
at
say
the
that.
end
I
of the
was going to
season?
ask. I was literally in my head earlier going to ask you. So come on, what's needed to win with the way the stats are now? What's going to be needed to win this league?
Well, for the last 4 years, you need at least 80.
Okay.
And Panthers' maximum, as we go into it now, is 88. So you're talking about dropping 4 games between now and the end of the season if you're going to win the league. And
The league title race is probably close. I mean, it was close last year, to be fair, but could you win it with less than 80? I don't know.
you probably could, but if Panthers were to, worst case scenario, come out of this weekend without anything, you're then needing Belfast to lose probably about half of their remaining games in order to allow for dropping a couple Panthers themselves and then
Yeah.
still catching them.
No,
So
well,
this is really
thanks,
important
Chris.
this
We were
weekend.
all absolutely like high five. Don't bring statistics to this emotional argument.
But I can. I'm outside of this. He's slight, but to be fair to TSGG, he's kind of saying, come back to you now, Ken. He's kind of saying that it has to be 4 points. I think it could be 4-1 if there was an overtime win in there. That would mean Panthers only 3 points, but would be 3 points behind at the end of the weekend. Do you know what I mean? It has the feeling, don't you agree, Ken, that it Panthers probably do need to get, four into the win column.
We've got
4 points.
to capitalize at home, and we've got to pick up 4 points, and we've got to pick those points up, in my opinion, in regulation. And it's not going to be, if we didn't, it's not going to be won or lost this weekend, but I think it is massive. How we come out this weekend and how Belfast come out this weekend. I think it is season defining.
Jono?
I would agree.
You would agree?
I would agree. Yeah. I think Panthers come out this weekend with 4 points and two regulation wins, very much game on. If that's the other way around and Belfast come out the weekend with two regulation wins, we're then 10 points behind with 16 games to play. And while not impossible, it'll be a very, very steep hill to climb then.
I think that's really, really true. If when you hear me talking, you can hear some snoring, it's not that I'm bored of you guys. There's a dog next to me, and the dog's snoring. John is snoring. So, So, I mean, I think we've said all along on this podcast that we feel, from our own observations, that Belfast and Panthers are the best two teams in the league, but. Greener, Sheffield and Cardiff would have something to say about that. Neither of them are going away. Like Cardiff are in second, and rightfully so. Sheffield are on a really good run of form right now, and their fans have, well, some of their fans have thrown the towel in on their team, and they've really turned things around. We talk, most weeks about what horse race is it? I still believe that it's a four horse race. Greener, maybe Nottingham and Belfast, we feel probably are the better two, but we could be wrong. Cardiff and Sheffield and Cardiff could finish one and two. I don't think so, but yeah. How do you see it? We're talking about Nottingham and Belfast being defining. Where are Sheffield and Cardiff in this?
Yeah, I think I agree with what you've just said. I think, absolutely on paper, it's a four horse race. You certainly all four of us are, within a few points of each other. I think, though, I agree. I do think us and Belfast are the best two teams. Sheffield would be the one for me that, they've obviously had a bit of a rough patch. They've kind of come through it. They've settled down. They seem to be, scoring at will, beating teams pretty heavily the last couple of weeks. They could be a team that, we've seen it before. They could put six, seven, eight wins together in a row, kind of under the radar a little bit, and all of a sudden they're kind of nipping at everyone's heels. But no, I think, I think us and Belfast are the best teams. I think we're, even though Cardiff, whatever it is, a point or so ahead, I do think. It will be down to one of us two, but certainly those two teams, they're not going to quit. They're probably hoping we split this weekend, and they both go on, and I don't know who they're playing, but they go on and win both this weekend. And if we split and Sheffield win both, all of a sudden, they're right down our necks or whatever. So yeah, it's going to come down to the wire, and I think all these top teams are still going to kind of. Take points off each other. So yeah, it's going to get into the last few weeks, definitely.
That's a
Well, they've
massively
got
good
Cardiff and
point.
Coventry.
Say again, Chris.
They've got Cardiff and Coventry this weekend,
Cardiff,
Sheffield.
Cardiff, Sheffield on Saturday. So
Yeah, it's also worth
Saturday's
noting.
massive.
Yeah, at this exact moment as well, Belfast have just lost their first leg to Coventry 3-2 in the semi-final.
That
That's
one's
just
over
finished
now,
as we're
is it?
recording.
That one's finished. The one thing I will say about Belfast, I mean, I know they've not found a way tonight, but they've got their second leg. You would still put them as favourites. And again, Coventry are unbelievably good right now. I was really impressed with them when I saw them against us. I really was. And I've seen snippets of their games. The one thing I will say about Belfast that I think we need to really kind of, they just keep finding a way, you know, even if it's just to get a bit like earlier in the season when Panthers went on that great run with just one regulation in loss in 20 or something like that. Belfast, you know, like the other week when they were two down against Coventry at home with about five to go, they found a way to get a point. Yes, they lost in overtime, but they got a point. Belfast constantly, you know, to be fair to them, they constantly find a way. You've got to be w very wary of that. I think you'll find some of their fans don't think they're playing their best hockey. Anyone know who played in goal tonight for Belfast?
Gravel.
Interesting, because Whistle went off injured, didn't he?
And from what the Blaze commentators were saying, what Kimberley was saying is that they think that Kupski may have picked up a strain as well when they played
Interesting.
them on Sunday. So that's something, you know, really worth keeping an eye on, is their
Yeah, so
minding
Whistle went out
situation.
of that Coventry game, didn't he, after about
He did,
12
yeah.
minutes.
Sometimes, though, I, you know, you may agree or disagree, but sometimes I think that makes, if a team's not playing what they perceive is their strongest netminder, sometimes that galvanizes them to play sharper on defense. Like you can't take that as a, oh well, if they're, you know, if they're playing the what's perceived to be not their best netminder, that it almost like you have to chuck the form book out the window because that can galvanize their defense to play more responsibly.
Funnily enough,
Well, I
you
think
make a good
you've made
point.
a, sorry, yeah, you've made a very good point. I mean, just looking at the stats tonight, I mean, they outshot Coventry 44-18, yet Coventry have come away with the win. So they
Or
clearly did
just that
everything they
meme, like I
could.
said, just that just going slaying teams, just
But they
yeah.
clearly did everything they could to, you know, keep Coventry to the outside, put bodies in front of pucks, and Coventry scored 3 off 18.
Matt Robson's had another stellar game then. I mean, you know, that, as I said, I've just said that Belfast are favourites because they probably, but then again, I don't know. Coventry are the form team at the moment. They're going into every.
Coventry are phenomenal at the moment. I mean,
They're
I
going
was
into every
really
bomb.
impressed with them on
Yeah.
Saturday.
They're going into every bomb. They're winning games. They're galvanised after that losing streak of 10 games. So maybe I retract that statement. Maybe that game's pretty even. That game is probably really even. You know, given the recent performances of the Blaze. Right, we're now going to talk about our WhatsApp group. The five of us have a WhatsApp group. I have this golden rule, and I have made it clear. Ken will not, you'll nod here, won't you? I have made it clear. You do not talk about a result that's going Panthers' way until it ends. And old Chris Gadsby, I think at 4-0, put it, at least Kevin Moore's doing Panthers a favour. And almost from that moment on, Chris, it went sour, didn't it?
Can
What
I just
will
just
so I
before
understand.
you know, just before you say that, I just want everyone to know that Chris was given straight away was we laid into him.
Yeah, Chris replied in all caps.
Yeah, but
It
that's how
was
mad I was.
so. Can I just make the point? Yeah, so this was at 3-0. Can I
Was
make the
it?
point that when it went 4-0, Jono then piled in with, yeah, it's
Oh,
4-0 now?
oh,
Jono.
I was, yeah, putting the
He was
latest
just
score.
reporting facts. Don't bring Jono into this.
You have to take accountability, Chris Gadsby.
Nothing I say in a WhatsApp chat has any implication on what
Oh,
happens in the Sky Dome.
I'm going to back Chris up there because
No.
I agree
Hang
with him.
on. How is that not the first thing you like literally learn at like commentator school?
Yeah.
I love the fact you think there's a commentator school.
Yeah,
Well,
if there is, I never went to
yeah, neither did
it.
I.
No, but sure, it's like 101. Just
This is the most
letting everyone
passionate I've ever
know.
seen Ken.
You can
Yeah.
influence the result by saying like dumb stuff at the wrong time.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
obviously commentator's curse, but that
There you go.
really only applies when
Such.
you're actually commentating.
But he was. It's in a WhatsApp group anyway. Greener looks really bored. Where do you stand on
What
this,
you've done
Greener? Didn't
well,
happen.
no,
What
I was actually you have done
prepared.
now, all of you, is if
Hang on.
Panthers end up losing the league by 1 point, I'm going to get so many people on social media
Yeah,
just
he's
slating
gonna get
into
hate
me.
mail.
I was actually going to stick up for Chris because if you look at the wording, he didn't say Kevin Moore's done us a favour. It was 3-0, and he said he's doing us a favour, which means, like, at the moment, that's how I take it.
You can't stick up for him, otherwise we'll point out you're like, when you commentate, sometimes you're like, that's it, game over for the Panthers. they've got that one wrapped up now.
Ken, you are three against two. Stand down, sir. Stand down.
Yeah.
This is the most feisty it's got. I like this. What else can we disagree on? But no.
It's going to be fists flying in a minute.
Yeah.
Well, it is pretty much the anniversary of that bench clearance. We could have our own on the WhatsApp group.
Oh, now there's a subject.
We probably don't have enough time, but I mean, it's insane that was 25 years ago.
25 years.
If we do have time, we'll touch on that. But I mean, I suppose three of us saw it. Jono, me, Ken, you saw that.
I was there.
You saw that. Chris Gadsby, you were probably about 9.
I was 5.
5, and Greener, you were probably about 5 in Basingstoke.
I obviously saw it, and I don't even know if the internet was around then, but obviously I knew, I followed the Super League then, so I saw clips and I knew it had happened, but yeah, obviously I wasn't.
All I can say is I'm glad that Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram, whatever was not around then.
Oh, God, can you imagine? I mean, obviously I've seen it on social since, but
it would have been interesting. Maybe we'll go back to that. I think we should just stop for a moment to speak about Johnny Curran, because obviously Panthers have their full quota of 18 imports. As Danny said to Jono today, Matt Marson, who is closer to, he's not ready yet, but he's closer to a return, so that IR isn't needed. So obviously someone had to go, and Johnny Curran was the one that has been released. I think, you know, we'll look back. 5 points for Johnny Curran in 10 Elite League games. Got a goal on his debut and an unbelievable assist in his first home game against the Steelers. A couple of other goals against Guildford Flames as well. Let's start with you, Jono. You know, he moved up and down the lines as well because of injury cover. I think, you know, we owe a great deal of thanks to Johnny Curran.
We certainly do. He came in. He did a job. He got some points for us. Yeah, he got that goal in Sheffield, got that assist against Sheffield, and came in for the Continental Cup gold medal game. Then got them two goals against Guildford and at home. And yeah, just and a really, really nice guy to boot as well. Whenever I spoke to him, such a really, really nice guy to talk to, and you know, I've got nothing but respect for him for the job that he did for us. Absolutely great stuff. And I wish him all the best for what's next for him.
Ken, same sort of thoughts? I've already seen people sad that you won't play his song again.
Yeah, just echo everything that's already been said. I think, yeah, it's really difficult, I think, for a player to come into a settled team and a good group and not disrupt that flow, but actually have a positive impact. And I think he knew his role. He knew it was a short-term contract. And he felt like a real kind of solid member of the team. And you know, it was great to see that he got to play a part in the Continental Cup success as well. So
yeah,
I think, you know, nothing but good things to say. And I hope that whatever he goes on to next, he gets a good opportunity off the back of what he's done for the Panthers.
Queen, how valuable are players like that? Because at the end of a season, you look at the stats and go, wow, Chase Pearson or Ross Armour or Brendan Harris, Tim Doherty, Mitch Rossier, top score. Then you'll look at the netminders and you'll go, oh, look at his save percentage. Then you'll look at someone like David Noel and go, how many times did he score a power play goal? But it's, I'm not saying it's unnoticed because we all saw what he did, but you know, when those stats, you know, you look at the stats in 5 years' time, you'll see, oh, Johnny Curran played 10 games, got 5 points, and you'll think, okay, that's not a lot to write home about. But when you dig deeper and you just think, you know, the kid had come back from a season-ending injury in Fife before, had a handful of games in the ECHL, got on a plane on Christmas Eve, arrived on Christmas Day, scored arguably some huge points to help us get 3 points out of four against Sheffield. You see where I'm going with this. So while the outlying stats on elite prospects won't show what we're trying to say, how crucial are players like that who end up filling a role like that?
Yeah, massively. I think he'll be remembered, you know, if we do go on and win the league and we're successful. I think it's more about what, you know, the guys in the room remember of him and the coaching staff. Obviously, you know, Danny's, you know, been with him quite a while on and off. Yeah, as you say, the stats won't jump off the page, but, you know, as you said, he flew here on Christmas Day. Like, he landed here on Christmas Day. He got, you know, if he doesn't come that day, maybe we don't get any points out of that Sheffield doubleheader. And, you know, the players will remember that, the staff will remember that, and they're really the important things at the end of it. And, you know, as you guys have all said, really good guy, really easy to work with, just a, you know, hard worker, just did all the little things right, and every team needs that. And, you know, I hope he's going to be around for a bit. Hopefully he, you know, lands a job with another team and he gets to finish up the season wherever that is, and, you know, he can have some success, you know, potentially somewhere else. So no, yeah, he was great, and I'm sure every guy in that room, you know, especially if we do end up, you know, doing what the team wants to do, he will be remembered as being a decent little chunk of that.
To avoid repetition, Chris, I'm going to give you the Mitch Fossier question because we've not had a chance really to dwell on that. I know you guys did in the post game podcast a little bit, but you know he comes back. What a fairy tale! Gets the game winning penalty shot. Nearly could have done it two nights in a row, but again he got a great assist for Brendan Harris. Just showed what the class player he is, and how good was it to see him back this weekend, gone.
Yeah, it was great to see him back, and I think it's important to remember that it is going to take him a little bit to get fully back up to speed. But the Mitch Fossier at full speed, I mean, he came straight back into the lineup and looked like he'd never left. So when he does get up to full speed, it's really going to help Panthers out. And as you said, got that the game-winning penalty shot, nearly did it again. And I think in this run-in, he is going to be really important for Panthers, and he's not, you know. I say he's more rested than the rest of the players. Obviously, he's been injured and he's been working hard to get back, but he's not been travelling here, there, and everywhere and doing all the late night bus rides. And I think, you know, for Mitch now, it's a what 20 game end of the season with the semi-final for Sheffield, so he can just go and give it absolutely everything for essentially half of a season, having had that bit of time to recover. And yeah, hopefully, can put up a lot of points in those 20 odd games.
We're boring Dan Green now. That was a big yawn. We've got about 3.5 minutes. Anyone with anything they desperately want to say before we round it off? Put your hand up if you've got a big point to make. Big moment. Anyone got anything to anything that really want to get off the chest? Apart from blaming Chris Gadsby.
Yeah, I don't say anything.
No.
We've left. We've moved on from that now, Chris.
Yeah. I've got to get over it, haven't I? I've got to get over it. What amazing.
Going by Chase's Twitter, we're going to be getting some muffins soon. So,
Really?
yeah, he's
Who's
bought a
going to be
muffin
getting
pan.
muffins?
He's bought a muffin pan. He's just
Oh.
bought
He's bought what? He's bought a muffin, like a muffin for
A
making
muffin
muffins
pan
in the
for
oven.
making
Wow.
muffins. Yeah.
His Twitter is one of the best Twitters.
It's awesome. It is the great. Just if you're not following him, follow him because it's just amazing.
To
It's
get an insight in an
great.
era where Twitter is full of vitriol,
Yeah,
and
it's a breath of
it
fresh
is a
air.
breath of fresh air. And a lot of sports people don't use it now because of that vitriol, and it's really sad. Like, you know, there's better. I think he's the. I mean, he is the only Panthers player that regularly uses it, isn't he? And it's a, you know, that's another
It's
conversation in
diverse.
itself.
It's the only, literally the only place you're probably going to get everything from heavy metal recommendations to, what you can do with your fitness to muffin recipes, probably.
What to put in your hair?
What exactly? You know, and you know, we're just living in Chase Pearson's world, aren't we? And you know, long may that continue because there's a hell of a hockey player there that I just have a feeling is going to revel in this weekend. Anyway, we are practically sold out. Single seats left for Saturday. Sunday, I think the last I looked, there was maybe a few doubles or triples in some of the corner blocks. And I tell you
Oh,
what,
God.
Wednesday as well, I think the last count was what? Just 600 or 700 from memory. Can't remember what we tweeted out, but that game against Sheffield is selling very quickly as well. first leg. We never even got onto that because we're not going to have a proper, long podcast before that as well. Big Cup semi-final against our arch rivals. If you've not yet get your tickets, get them ASAP a week on Wednesday against the Sheffield Steelers. But for now, as you can tell, we all can't wait for the weekend. We'll see you at the Motorpoint Arena on Saturday and Sunday.